Hey guys, Rémi Maillet here, founder of Max Arthur Gym, and today I'm with Jessica. Hey, Jessica.
Hey.
How is it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good, Rémi.
Could you please introduce yourself real quick?
Yeah. Hey guys, my name is Jessica Shook. I am here in the little town of Crawfordsville, Indiana, in the United States. And yep. Yeah, is that all you need to know?
Yep. Right. Yeah. Okay. So. You have a micro gym. You yeah. You have actually a CrossFit gym, right? CrossFit 54.
Yeah.
And so just tell us, yeah, what were the results you just got in the recently last month?
Yeah, the last month. Okay, so before starting out Max Out, I had 47 members, and the last month of Max Out is when I started doing more of. Like launching my ads and all of that and following the program to a T. And I ended up getting 35 new members within a month. So pretty crazy. And now, like, instead of just getting by, like our, you know, we would just get by on a monthly basis as far as like income goes. So like sometimes I wouldn't even be able to pay myself. And we would just have to, you know, be strict with our budget at home a little bit more and just try to make things work the way we could. But now, instead of like having $0 in the account for our business, we actually are making 4.4K extra a month. So that is a huge, huge deal. Like my stress Yeah. levels have gone down from that. It's just amazing when you follow Max Out. How it actually will improve your life.
Yeah. So here, what I wanted to clarify here is that you said members, right? We didn't say clients, yeah. but members, right? And actually, what we mean by members is that they signed a 12-month agreement, right?
Yeah.
So you added 1.4K recurring. That's recurring for a minimum of 12 months, right? And you just did that in 30 days, right? You're going to do that next month and then next month and then next month, right? And actually you could do even more than 35 because we're also now working on your systems on also delegating to like coaches and like to like your team basically, right? So you could do even more than 35. But yeah, we did say members who sign actually a 12-month agreement. So do spot 1.4 recurring, generated in 30 days are for the next 12 months. Right, we didn't say free challengers. You know, right now, gym owners are other gym owners might use free challenges. No, that's not what we meant here. Like members for 12 months, right?
Yeah, they are.
And also, So now no more stress, right? You're able to pay off debt that you had, right?
Yeah, we're working on paying that off. Like we're able to actually pay off. Our credit card, and we actually can see an end to that credit card debt. So that's a huge deal. You know, we've had that for a couple of years, and now we're actually able to do something about it instead of it collecting interest and making the minimum payment.
So, how could you describe the Max Out Your Gym system? What is it? You know, if you would have to describe that system, what would you tell?
Sure. I would basically, as far as like, I'll say like detailed as well as not detailed, but as far as not detailed, if you're a gym business owner that is just struggling to get by and on the verge of just like quitting, saying like, I can't see myself continuing this for 5 more years, or if you're like, I don't even know if I want to keep doing this, I'm just burnt out. Like Max Out Your Gym will actually get you the results that you are looking for. You just need to follow it to a T and it'll work. So that's kind of like the non-detailed, the detailed side that I could, you know, the way I've experienced it is you have extreme accountability and extreme coaching. Like it's intense to the point where they expect you to do the work. And if you don't, you kind of fall behind a little bit, but not in a bad way. It's more of just like, you got to catch up in order to understand what's going on. But you have, they teach you how to market a little bit better. Well, actually way better, because I wasn't doing hardly any marketing. I was doing like posts where I was like, hey, here's a post on my Facebook page. Like, there's more than just posting on your business page, because I've learned that, like, what is it, like 1% of your followers actually see the posts? Is that what it was? I think 1%. Yeah, so it's very, very small. So you're reaching more people. You're able to target to specific groups of people. You learn how to automate your systems better. So like, if someone clicks on your ad or whatever, you'll immediately get their information so you can get a hold of them right away. Those are a lot of the things that I wasn't doing at all, and I didn't even know how to do it. And that part helped me build my members, as well as now I'm working on the retention side of it, because there's automated systems there too, so you don't constantly have to be on your phone like texting every single member, seeing how they're doing. There's automations for that now, and they teach you how to do those things. And they also, they teach you how to optimize your space at your facility to make sure you can max out to the appropriate number for your gym. So you don't want to just continue like building and building and building without knowing exactly what your max out number is. So you need to know that number. And that way, when you do, your ads and all that, you can say like, hey, we're going to be maxing out soon. We're capping at this. We're already here. And so those numbers are real, and you know that instead of just guessing. And you optimize the programming too. So that's another big deal that they provide. Because we were doing a lot of just like onboarding people, where you have a week or 2 weeks to teach somebody like all these movements. Right? Like an on-ramp, yeah. And the programming they provide is their onboarding for life, basically. So they can just jump into classes, and the programming is so smart that you can have someone just starting out, no exercise experience, to someone that's been at your facility for 5 to 10 years, you know. It's a really cool strategy, and it works really well.
Meaning that it's evergreen programming. Well, you can get clients, new clients every single day, right? And you can get 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 new clients in a month. It's not a problem, because we have this evergreen programming, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right. And also the programming, it also helps with your marketing and your sales definitely. Cause like, I'm not a big salesperson, but they teach you like everything as far as sales. Like, if you have questions, it's already there, like it's answered. So I'm not a salesperson at all, and for me to be able to get 35 new clients, members, 12 month memberships in a month, that's a big deal. Like, I never even would ask, like when I did my like bringing in new people before, I never really knew about their life per se and their why, and this is a whole new way about it, like just getting to know that person more, and that was something I never did, and it's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about
mindset wise? So before starting the program, I was constantly like trying to make sure people really, really liked me no matter what. And I stressed over that all the time. And I was not very confident in myself. So now my mind, and I was even like overly stressed. I think I had probably a weekly breakdown all the time. Like, cause I was just so stressed trying to figure out how we're gonna make this buy. Cause I love this gym. I love helping people. And I basically took in every single person that I could in order to make it by. So I would invite everybody. And now I'm way more confident in our facility. They teach you, max out teaches you how to have more gratitude in life as well. I wasn't doing that. I wasn't like, I actually started journaling now. So that's helping. But as far as like the gratitude side, I didn't, well, not necessarily that part, but I would basically, like I said, take anybody in no matter what. And that wasn't serving me because I had like high, what's the word I'm trying to think of? It's like high maintenance, members where constantly feel like you had to like do
it. It was not serving you and it was not serving them to invite them even if they were not really affected, right?
We weren't serving each other. So it was draining me and they weren't getting the results that they wanted. So they were getting frustrated. And now I'm at a point where my mindset's like, you know, I want to make sure that I'm going to serve these people the right way, knowing that I can actually help them. And I actually have the confidence to tell them like, hey, this, I don't think this program's a good fit for you. And like, I never had that before. Like I was scared to death to say anything like that. I'm like, oh yeah, let me just take in everybody, you know? And then my stress gets even worse because I've got those high maintenance people that, they're just kind of a pain, you know? So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So now you're like the, you have the choice, right? Now you have the choice.
Yes, you do.
Who you are inviting to join your beautiful tribe, right?
Yeah. And as far as like the mindset going as when I started, I was at the point before, you know, I tried this phone call with you guys, the consultation, and I'm like going in it like, you know, this is like my last chance. Like if this consultation doesn't work, I'm just going to close the doors. And that's literally what I told my husband. And after the consultation, we, you know, it was amazing. I was excited about it. I got fired up again. And that's the first, because I've actually talked to several coaches before I actually went with Remy. And each one of them, they were not, honestly, they turned me down, which was kind of weird. But they just didn't, I don't think they wanted to work with me, which is really, I don't know. So, but hey, the path went to the right direction here. So, and so now I have the confidence that we're going to continue to build.
You know, you've been a great, great, great student, right? You've been a great, great client, right? You've been very coachable, right? You've been resourceful. Mm-hmm. You've been decisive. You know, you've been an ideal client. So, of course, you know, we invited you to join the Mike's Outdoor Gym program, but we checked and checked and checked and checked and checked so many times before inviting you, right? Do you agree with this?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I didn't get that type of interview with the other programs out there either. So that was a big
difference. You would invite everybody, actually, right? I mean, like, without checking.
I actually was kind of nervous during the consultation. I was like, oh, man, I hope I pass. Like, I hope they invite me, you know, because I wanted it. I was like, okay, I want this.
That's what we do, right? Myself or, you know, the sales person that makes out your gym. But that's also what we teach you, right?
Yeah, it is. It is, exactly. Yeah, I actually have, when I'm going through my consultations, some of them will be like, if I'm invited, you know, if you invite me in, then, you know, because I've checked too to make sure that they're ready for a program. So that's kind of neat to see that that's there, you know, they know. But, like mindset as far as now, I'm definitely more confident in our business and I see hope now that our business is going to grow and it's going to provide for our family. And I'm already getting more free time at home. I was coaching
and
17 to 18.
A baby, right?
Do I? Yes, I do. I have a little baby, 9 months old. So
9 months old,
Yeah, 9 months old. So it's awesome. I'm already able to spend a little bit more time with him in the evenings and some in the mornings now. And I was working, 15, 16 hours a day, every day, 6 days a week. Sundays I would take off, but I would still be working, doing something. So now that's cut down almost in half each day. So it's
awesome.
Been amazing.
And it's just beginning, like, right? You started the program. It was 3 months ago, right? You already cut by two, right? Divided by two, the number of hours you're working. It's just the beginning, right? Now it's going to get even better. Yeah. Awesome.
I know.
so happy for yeah, that. That's, you know? That's what it is. It is about. Right? Sure, 35 new members. Sure, 4.4K recurring revenue. But actually, it's about you spending more time with your baby boy, 9 months baby boy, right?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. It makes me tear up because, you know, it's always important to me to be a mama and to be there for my baby and for my future babies. So it definitely is a life changer. Like I said, I was in a spot where I was thinking about just, okay, I have to get another job, pay off this debt, close the doors. And now there's progress, you know, Max Out is really helping. And yeah, like you said, this is just the beginning. So I look forward to more.
Yeah. High five, Jessica. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, Remy. Thank you.
Let's speak about the results real quick. You have a very, very cheap cost per lead.
Yeah. Right?
Uh-huh. Remember cost per lead? It's like cents. It's less than a dollar, right?
Cost per lead? Yeah.
Like less than a dollar. I think last time I checked with you, it was like 90 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So it means first Crazy. Name, last name, email address, phone number. That's a lead, right? For like 90 cents.
Yeah.
Then you have a 75% scheduling rate, something like that, right? 71% or 72? Yeah.
Yeah. It's around 70 to 71.
Like right most now. Of them, right? More than 70% of them. Then I think your shop rate is the same, right? Mm-hmm. And then I think that your closing rate is about the same, right?
Yeah.
So if here I do the math, right? And I do 0.9 divided by 0.7. It means that an appointment is costing you $1.28. Divided by 0.7, it means that someone to show up for a consultation at the gym is costing you $1.8, right? And then divided by 0.7, you're getting new clients for less than $3, 2.6. Right?
Yeah.
So you're not spending much at all on ads, right? Actually, you just got 35 clients. So if I do 2.6 divided by 35, that's like $100. Right, so you're not spending much at all on Facebook ads, right? Or Instagram ads. $100 to add 4.4K a month for 12 months, right? Could you imagine if you would do another $100 and another $100 and you do that all the time, right? Here it was $100 invested to get 4.4K for times 12 months. Actually, if I do the math, how much is that? If I do 4.4 times 12, that's 52.8K, right? $100 invested, $52,800 back. The slot machine.
Yeah.
Or you go to the, you go play poker or whatever, you invest $100 and it's certain, that you will get 52,800 bucks each and every time that you're gonna invest $100. How many times are you gonna do it, right?
Yeah.
You will want that's to play awesome. The game all the time, right?
But yeah, exactly.
That's the system that you have now, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
What was the main mindset shift? Or the main mindset shift with Ness, what changed in 3 months that allowed you to have that kind of system that converts $100 into a 53K?
Yeah, two things really. The first one was actually treating my prospects as, you know, with care and love. Before, I was just like, okay, I'm just going to show you how to do these movements. We're going to do some workouts and that kind of thing. So I had a more caring side of me now than what I did before because I wanted to get to know them, and I wanted to be on that compassionate level with them to really understand what their pain was. And having that type of mindset really helped them see that I did care. So definitely a more caring mindset than what I had before, as well as care, but I'm also confident and more bold in what I have to say, you know, because it wouldn't be, you know, it's not an ethical thing to just say like, oh, it's okay. Like, that's how I used to be like, it's okay that you're 40 pounds overweight and you're not losing weight. Like, that's not okay. Like, and I'm more bold in saying those things because even talking to my current members now, like if they're like, they joke around about being fat, I'm like, yeah, you need to work on that. We're going to do something about this. And like, I don't actually be like, oh, you're all right. You know, I don't say you're okay because you're not okay. And they know they're not. So they don't need to hear that from me because I'm their coach and I'm there to help them get healthier. So I don't want to soften that for them, you know?
Yeah.
So I just have...
You don't want to soften it with your clients, but also you don't want to soften it with your prospects during that first consultation, right?
Yeah. So yeah, mindset before was just afraid of what people would think of me. Even if I, you know, just whatever it might be, if I wanted to, if it was any type of confrontation at all, I was afraid to say it, even though it was going to be for the health and betterment of them or my business. And now I'm more confident in that. It's still a work in progress. I'm not perfect, but that's why, Max Out does such a great job continuing to help you and work with you. And so it's just, I'm completely different than what I was when I first started. I'm not like, as far as like depression, I had a lot of that going into it because I felt like I was failing as a business owner and I was failing my community. And now I don't feel that way. Like, I actually, there's several times through the whole program when I was just at night rocking my kiddo to sleep, I was thinking about Max Out and like the results that I'm going to get because they teach you like visualization. And I would get so many butterflies. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Like, this is going to happen. You know, I had that so many times. And so I used that energy too. Yeah. To just like, you know, for the next day, like, all right, we're going to do this. You know, I'm confident this is going to happen. I have a team by my side now that's going to support me. So it has really helped there for sure.
Great job. That's awesome. What recommendation could you give right now to gym owners who are struggling, afraid of a second wave, afraid of, you know, like still having a brick and mortar business because, you know, a pandemic could happen again? What would you say to gym owners right now who are watching us live, you know, so that we provide value to them?
Sure. Yeah. As far as like the shutdown goes, don't be afraid to tell your members that you are still their coach through what, no matter what happens in life. Like, you are there to support them and help them with their goals and reach their goals. That was a huge deal for me, as far as like when the mandate happened and everything, and we had to shut everything down. And that created lifelong, I guarantee it's like lifelong members for those that stuck with me through that, which was most of them. I think I maybe only had like, I had some cancel, but not like I did if I was just like, well, we're shutting the doors and that's it. So definitely get with your current members and let them know like your action plans to help them to continue their health path. Because I talk to tons of prospects now about, they always refer back to that, the COVID-19 and how it impacted them on a negative health factor. And they're like, man, I gained 20 pounds and I got so depressed and I'm ready to do something. And I always tell them like, hey, you know, we are going to be there for you every step of the way and that we are your coach. So whatever life throws at us, we are still going to help you get to your goals, and we're going to be there through this with you.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, if you have a brick and mortar gym, you have four walls or not, it doesn't freaking matter. You can still coach them, right? So online or at the gym, you can still coach them, right? And what they are getting for their member, you know, out of their membership is not access to a facility with equipment in it. They're getting access to your coaching, to your feedback, to your care, mindset coaching and nutrition coaching and all the coaching you can provide, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And another thing too, as a business owner before, I was constantly trying to, so-called, like, it's not, it's like you're dating your members because you're constantly trying to figure out what's best for them as far as like relationship wise, like trying to invest in their entire problems, I should say, like to so much to the point where it was exhausting and I had to try to do that for every single member. But now it's at a point where there is a certain care level that you know where to stop. So you don't have to constantly think like, oh, I have to keep pleasing this person, keep pleasing and making sure that they are completely satisfied. So I've learned that we are adults, you know, you don't have to stress over constantly trying to think you have to please them in a certain way in order for them to be happy. So they're, you invite the people you want in because you know that they are going to follow your program and they're going to respect your facility, respect your coaches. And that side of it goes away because you don't have to constantly like be like, oh, I hope they're happy with my programming or happy with my gym, and constantly feel like you have to check in on them like on a daily basis. Like I was doing that a lot and that wore me out, and you don't need to do that with your members. Just have them know, just gain the trust, like have them gain that trust with you is a big deal. And you take ownership in your facility and the confidence in your facility, and that you have the answers to help them achieve their goals, and that you can transform lives because you're already good enough there.
Yeah. So it means that you don't have to be nice, right? You don't have to be people pleasing. You have to just coach them. Sure, of course, with love, with care. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's about also telling them the truth they need to hear, and about actually being a bit more brutal, bold, right? You mentioned that earlier. And just show them the truth. And then once they see the truth, then you are their guide to help them get out of this hell they are into and go toward heaven, right? Like meaning get out of their pain point and then reaching their goals, right?
Right, exactly.
So that's the clients. Is it your baby? Is it your?
Yes. Yeah, he just woke up.
Does he want to say hi?
Hey, say hello. Say hello.
Oh, there's my, the whole family's here now. There's my husband.
I'm sorry.
Cool.
Okay.
It means that, you don't want to be nice with members, right? And people pleasing. Sure, you loving, caring, but you don't have to be nice. Yeah. And same with prospects. Because at the end of the day, let's say if you're nice and you have a prospect telling you, oh yeah, you know, I'm a bit depressed because, you know, the corona thing, the lockdown, you know, I lost motivation a bit. And that's it, you know, you end it here. And then you tell them the price, you tell that guy the price, and the guy says, yeah, no, you know, it's too expensive. Yeah, but actually, if you would have got to the truth during the consultation, you know, and not just take, I lost motivation because of the lockdown as an answer, but actually, you know, ask more questions to actually understand the truth, maybe you would have find out that this guy is maybe suicidal. For instance, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And that because
you get to a deep level. Yeah.
And so because you haven't been brutal and bold, but nice instead, actually this guy might commit suicide in 6 months because you've been nice. So actually being nice is the kind of thing you can do, right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's exactly
sometimes
right.
It's like, hey, come on, you know, like you need to change your life now, right?
Right. Yeah. Even like with people that are, you know, overweight and they already have some health problems, I'm not afraid to tell them, like, after I've built that report and gone through a lot of those questions with them, that I actually can say, like, hey, you know, if this isn't, if you don't want to do this for yourself, at least do it for your family, because they, you know, they don't want to bury you 5 years from now, 2 years from now, maybe even a year from now, like, at least do it for them. So,
what was your experience with the Max Arthur Gym team, the Max Arthur Gym consultants? Of course, it's not just me. We have a whole team. What was your experience?
Yeah, so you definitely get like unlimited access to the coaches, which is amazing. So Remy does a really great job with the entire program. Like he over delivers in every aspect as far as whatever questions you have, whatever support you need, he's there. He also has some other coaches too. He's got a mindset coach that you work with who's she is amazing. She has helped me become more confident in my business and in myself first. And there's, you know, mindset work that she gave me to practice. And we, during the calls and stuff, we would work on certain things, like me being able to tell my story to people. And she was able to identify certain parts that, like, maybe I was into, like, not saying it right because there was something there in my mind that wasn't confident in what I was saying. So she basically like surgically redid my brain, should I say, as far as when it comes to talking about myself and being confident in myself and my story and being able to know that I can help those people because I've been in this situation, and being able to be confident that we do transform lives at our facility and that we're not just a gym. And then there's Mark, who is the gym business owner coach. And he does a phenomenal job with helping you with that evergreen programming model that you're constantly onboarding members. And also, he helps you establish more of those operations that you've been lacking, or maybe you don't have any operations or have no idea what you should even start with as an operation. Like, he helps you with that. And he's real about life, you know. He's personalized in every way. So whatever you are lacking in, he'll listen to what you're talking about, just kind of let you ramble, and then he picks out the important things right now, and that's what you work on. Because I'm someone that is a very type A, so if I have like an entire list, I want to get that entire list done before I move on to the next thing. And he's able to, like, okay, you're just gonna work on this. I'm not gonna give you too many things because you're going to try to get all of it done, and then you're going to overwhelm yourself, and then that's not going to work. So he's able to understand each business owner from their potential, and as well as, you know, what type of person they are. So he knows how to help them grow. And then we have, you know, once again with Remy, he helps out a lot with the, you know, your sales and your marketing skills and being able to get confident again in that, and understand what type of market that you want to, you know, target, and that it's okay not to invite everybody. And he's just real with every single person, and he's also personalized as well. So whatever you're needing work on, that's what they help you with first. And it's been an amazing experience.
Great. Thank you very much. What would you say to gym owners, you know, watching the live now or watching the recording? Ah, come on, 35 new members signing a 12-month agreement, 4.4K recurring revenue. added. That's 53K over a year, just out of $100 of ad spend. Come on, that's not true. It's not possible. What did you say? To be true, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. When I was in, you know, when I was looking into Max Out and everything, I was like, there's no way. This isn't real. Like, I mean, I am coming from, like, barely getting by. I'm sacrificing all the time with my family just so I can enjoy the job that I want rather than getting some type of corporate job. So I felt like I was selfish, first off. And I'm like, no, there's no way. If I do this, this is just another little ploy for people to get my money. And I just, nah, I've tried coaching before and it's, I don't really see that happening. But Remy still kind of built, he was building retention with me all along because it went back a few months before I even actually had a call with him. So I eventually had that call. But if you guys are like hesitant at all, I totally understand. I was there. If you put in the work and you are sick and tired of where you're at right now, you need to do it. Like, if this is something that you want to see as a successful business and you don't have to stress of working two jobs or sacrificing all that time away from your family just so you can make the members happy where you're at, that you aren't making your family happy because you're never home, then you need to do this. Like, it's not an if, it's now. You need to do it because it's a life-changing experience. I know with the COVID thing that's always going to be, there's always going to be something in life that gets in the way. But if you want to be successful in no matter in any area in your life, you will take the strategies and the tactics to get it done. And you have extreme support on your side with Max Out. And just do it, guys. Like I said, I understand the hesitation, but schedule that call. You won't regret it.
Yeah, so first of all, you know what? It's just hard work for 3 months. Jessica worked her ass off, right? For the 3 months. It's an intense program, right?
Sorry.
it's a pretty intense program, right?
It is. It's very intense. If you follow it, though, you have that support there. And I'm always like, I'm a firm believer in like, if you put in the hard work, your coaches are going to be more prone to work with you more. So that kept me driving to work harder because I wanted more coaching. So that's just my mindset. I'm like, I have to put in the work more in order to get more coaching because I didn't feel like I would be valuable if I didn't put the work in. So I invested the time and the money to do it as well. So you don't want to waste something that's so great. And that's another thing I've learned in my life too. Like, if you have the abilities and you're just sitting on your couch, you have the physical abilities. Someone without a leg would trade anything to have your leg, even if you have a bum knee, just to be able to walk, you know? So it's like, if you have the ability to learn and to grow your business, you have the potential, just do it. There are people that would trade to have your life to get that freedom because it's there. You just have to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, it's hard work. It's also, you know, Jessica getting out of her comfort zone. You know, sometimes, you know, like it was definitely out of your comfort zone and we did it anyway, right?
Yeah. I was not a big fan of being in front of the camera, like advertising wise, but you guys helped so much in that aspect. I was very uncomfortable there. I was actually uncomfortable changing the name of our business as well. Cause we are changing our business. Instead of saying as CrossFit 54, we're going to be Rise Functional Health now because I have, informed all of our members that we are a transformation center. And I told them my story. And that was another part that was uncomfortable for me to talk about. Yeah. So, and that just built more retention with my members.
So actually, it was something that, you know, we recommended already, right? That rebranding, you know, from CrossFit 54 to Rise Functional Health. Also, you know, during those 3 months of you going through the Mike Sartre Gym program with a CrossFit HQ, right? With the CEO of CrossFit, you know, that whole thing that happened. And so we helped you manage this rebranding, right? And actually just confirmed the decision that it was a good idea to rebrand. So we also helped you with that rebranding, right?
Yeah. And my members, they were like, oh, we're not going to be CrossFit anymore. I'm like, no, we believe in the CrossFit programming. Like, we're still doing that, but we're more than just a gym. Yeah. You know, we transform those lives. So, and now like, oh, that's awesome. You know, which is, it's good.
Yeah. CrossFit is an amazing programming, but it doesn't have to define you. It's one of the things that you do, right?
No. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, just the Max Sartre Gym program is not a plug and play system. It's not like a plug and play system that you plug and play in 2 days and that's it. You know, it's plug and play, but it's because of 3 months of hard work and learning many, many, many new skills, right? So it's more of a personal growth program than it is a magic pill, right? Do you agree with this?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Yeah.
Anything that is too magical, too plug and play, it means that it's not going to be sustainable because you're not learning any skills right? You're not learning any skills if you're just, you know, using a magic solution. Why? But then it's going to end, it's going to stop working. And the only solution is you upgrading your mindset, you upgrading your marketing skills, you upgrading your sales skills, you upgrading your business skills, you upgrading your branding, you know, doing all those things, and then you would really get rewarded for it, right? So if I would have to describe what we do in 3 months with the Max Sartre Gym program, that's it. You know, it's actually intense. We worked on like all different aspects. It's not just Facebook ads. Actually, Facebook ads, right? It took you a while to right? Before we do a lot of things before Facebook ads, right?
Yeah.
And actually, you were already seeing amazing results already with your business without even doing any kind of advertising, right?
Yeah.
Like, Sartre Gym program is not for everyone, right? You have to be resourceful. You have to be decisive. You have to be coachable. You have to be willing to, you know, put the hard work in, right? It's 3 months of hard work. If you're ready for that, then just schedule a call. I just typed the link to schedule a call with me. Just schedule a call and we'll see, right? If you're a fit, sure, I'll make you an offer. But if you're not a fit, no worries, no pressure. I'm just not gonna invite you, you know? So there is no risk really to schedule that call. I'm not gonna pressure you to buy the Mike Sartre Gym program. I'm only going to invite you only if you're a fit, right? So no pressure with that call. There is no obligation at all whatsoever, right? All right, Jessica, thank you so much. Congratulations again. I'm so proud of you. And actually, it's just the beginning, right? Now you're continuing with us with another program that we have after those 3 months, right? Just to make sure that now it's not just by two that we're going to divide your the number of hours, but maybe like Mark, who was your mentor. Mark is working between 5 and 10 hours for you so that you can have a beautiful quality moments with your little boy.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Remy.
Thank you.